Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed and not be placed on a lampstand? For there's nothing hidden except to be made visible, nothing secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear." He also told them, "Take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples. That's an expression with which we begin so many of our Gospels. During this Catholic Schools Week, it's important that we pay attention to that phrase. Jesus says to his disciples. Jesus is teaching us. We are meant to be his students in the Catholic school of the Church, which is a lifetime school from which the only graduation is meant to be heaven. Today, Jesus teaches us three important interconnected lessons that build on what he taught us yesterday in the parable of the sower and the seed and the need for us to bear abundant fruit 30, 60, or 100-fold. First lesson Jesus teaches us today is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there's nothing hidden except to be made visible, nothing secret except to come to light. Jesus teaches us his word so that it might illumine our life. He fills us with his holy light so that we may radiate that to others. We're not supposed to keep to ourselves. We're not supposed to keep hidden. We're not supposed to keep invisible what the Lord himself teaches us, what the Lord himself does for us. We're called to put that light out on the lampstand of our entire daily life so that others, in a sense, in looking at us, the way we behave, the way we treat them, the way we treat others, are able to see something of the light of Christ that we're reflecting. It's the first thing. We're never going to bear fruit from his teaching unless we recognize that it's a light to illumine the entire world. Second thing Jesus says, take care what you hear. And he means this in two senses. You know, whenever I teach, especially young people, I always tell them, take notes when I'm teaching. Even if you never look at the notes again, the studies have shown that if you're actually taking notes when somebody's talking, that it'll increase your attention 2 to 3 times over. Even if you never look at them again, rather than just kind of sit there and never really pay close attention. We're supposed to care for the word in that sense. But there's a different meaning, a deeper meaning as well, to really treasure what we hear, to recognize it as an incredible blessing, and treat it as we would treat anything truly precious. It's part of the Old Testament. It was one of the favorite passages for Pope Emeritus Benedict to cite. Deuteronomy 6, in which Moses, for the people, before the Lord, in gratitude for the gift of the commandments, in gratitude for the gift of revelation, for God's holy word, said, "What God is there among the nations? Or what nation has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is near to us? He has given us his word. He has given us his decrees. He has given us his instruction." And therefore, Moses says, therefore, take care of what you have heard. Let it not slip from your memory. Teach it to your children and your grandchildren. The way we care for this is the most important treasure we're ever going to be able to pass on. But we need to listen in such a way that it's not going to slip easily from our memory. We need to pass it on to other generations. That's the way we care for it, to make sure it doesn't get lost. And that leads immediately to the third point. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. To the one who has not, even what he has will be given away. This is a simple law of life that we know. Use it or lose it. If we're an athlete, practice is important if we're not going to lose those skills. For a musician, same type of thing. If we go for 10 years without using that talent God's given us, we shouldn't anticipate that we're going to be able to use that talent well 10 years later. Students, if we don't review our material, it can pass through the other ear and be forgotten. So much we've forgotten. But as the great teachers know, if you really want to learn something, the way that you learn something is by teaching it to others. You've got to handle their questions. You've got to know it much more deeply than if you did as a student. That's why Jesus says, the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. He has given us the full measure of his teaching. We're supposed to measure that teaching out to others. And the more we do, the more we'll be able to learn his teaching. The greater we grasp this, the more we're going to be able to see. The more we dwell in the light of his word, the more we're going to be able to measure that light out. One of the reasons why we need a new evangelization today, one of the reasons why there are so many Catholics who have wandered away, is sometimes even those Catholics who are really good and practicing Catholics receive so little light that they're not really influencing the society and influencing their friends and influencing their families the way we're supposed to. Because we haven't taken adult education seriously enough. We haven't taken the Lord's Word, we haven't given it the care that it really deserves, so that we're bursting with the desire to teach it to others. That's what Jesus is talking about here. David, in the first reading, with incredible wonder, said to the Lord with great praise, "Who am I, Lord God? Who are the members of my house that you've brought me here to this point? But even this, you see, is too little, Lord God. You've spoken of the house of your servant for a long time to come. This too you have shown to man, Lord God." He's talking about what he says later. "Is you the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, who said in revelation to your servant, I will build a house for you." And then the rest of his prayer was, "Do this and help me to live in accordance with it. Align my will to what your will is." He's filled with such unbelievable wonder at his gift, and he wants to align his entire life with that gift. That's what Jesus is teaching his disciples today. "I'm giving you an unbelievable gift in my word. It's not to be buried under a bushel basket, under a pillow, in your cellar, in a locked closet. It's meant to radiate through everything you do. Pass this on to the next generation. Take care of it in this way so that never be lost, so that never slip from your memory, because you're constantly talking about it with others. Measure it out as lavishly as I have measured it to you." In other words, try to acquire the ability to teach all of Revelation. Know your catechism. Know the Bible well enough so that you can talk about it to others rather than just individual little passages. Measure it out fully. And the more you do, as we learned a couple days ago at St. Thomas Aquinas, the more you'll be able to learn. All his incredible scriptural exegesis, all his teaching of sacred theology was dependent on the fact of during his imprisonment, he memorized the New Testament, and he was able to measure the fullness of it out to others in all its application. Today, let's finish by focusing all of what the Lord has taught us today on what we're going to be beginning today to God's glory, with 48 hours of continuous adoration of the Lord and the Blessed Sacrament. The Lord wants this holy burst of Eucharistic light, the Word made flesh, to so illumine our lives that we radiate to others, that we want to share this gift with others, that we invite others precisely to this great gift. You've probably noticed the way every monstrance is made. The monstrance is made with rays flowing out from Jesus in the Eucharist, precisely to say that he is supposed to be like the sun, radiant in all his glory. We're supposed to get sunburned in the presence of the Lord, and as we go out through our life, people are supposed to say to us, "Where'd you get that awesome holy tan?" We're supposed to take care of this incredible gift, to treasure the Lord in the Holy Eucharist, and to pass this treasure on to our kids and our grandkids. We're supposed to fully measure it out, recognizing that the more that we adore the Lord, the more we become in communion with Him who will whisper His holy wisdom and His holy light to us, the more we will then be able to pass it on to others, and the more we pass on this treasure to others, the hungrier we will be to be able to come into His presence. Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear.